They're both on their phones.
Hey, man, I'm reading a typography thing. Sorry.
She, like, straightened up and, like, adjusted her glasses while saying
I did not. No glasses were being adjusted. There was a twitch.
Oh, my God. That eye roll. I, like, are you okay? Did your eyelid get stuck? Because that was incredible. Can we please get a gif of that? Because, my God.
I can only imagine what I look like.
That's, like, on par with Stanley Hudson.
Oh, like, yeah. Stanley
cause,
sass.
Because you don't even need to move your head.
No.
I just got to say, you were talking about your daughter's sass earlier.
I know. She gets it from somewhere.
Apple tree.
Oh, Lord.
That's something that makes me happy.
Okay. I almost said, oh, Lord, bear me strength. Do you remember when I posted that a while ago on my stories? I had so many people be like, don't you mean give you strength? Yeah.
For you,
we're
not
friends. Does nobody watch The Office? That's one of the most famous lines on the
show. Yeah, you're right. No one watches The Office.
Stupid. Make better
life
choices.
Now that it's on Peacock, obviously non-spawn.
Right.
How fast did you use my login information?
I actually have not. Hand on the Bible, have not. I just haven't had the time. And then MasterChef came out with a new season. That Loki show came out on Disney Plus. What else was I in the middle of binging? Oh, Downton came back on Netflix. Yeah.
She's
shockingly.
Been busy. She's had no time. Hey, whatever makes you happy, okay, but that's not The Office. So, guess you're not a true Office fan.
I'm understanding my own psychology behind not logging in, and it makes sense to me, but I'm not going to say it because then I'll just get teased again.
Content.
That's why we're recording.
You are your daughter.
You mean she's me?
No.
No, really, tell me.
I won't tease you.
Okay, so when I get busy, when I get stressed, I do not want to deviate from anything familiar. So having to log in to a new app, set all that up, even something as simple as logging in,
that's
is too
simple
much work
nowadays,
for me.
Man. It's really
true.
Not.
True. So I, for whatever reason, have been interpreting that as a barrier from doing something I enjoy. So I've been just like going to my usual, like, I know I'm already logged in here and this and that and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, that's the thought process there.
That's not teaseworthy. That's just really real
life.
Oh,
okay. Okay. That's not teaseworthy. Elise has a complex.
So Alyssa, what do you like?
I like pens.
Oh my God. Like, that was the sweetest little.
This is why Alyssa's the favorite.
Look at her,
every,
little, look at her, like, little blip on there.
I like pens.
This is why you seriously are everyone's favorite on this podcast.
Where are you getting this information from?
Because my favorite comment that I get is people are like, I just love Alyssa's voice. And it just makes me feel so comfortable.
Yeah, it's true.
And at
it's
home. And me and Alyssa are like, oh my God. Can you believe it? I know. Inside
it's
joke.
Yeah.
And Alyssa's just like, look, I like pens.
I do, though.
You do.
Can they bring me a lot of joy.
Can
when you find just the right pen, it's a good feeling.
Can we make that we like pens? Because I'd like to join in.
That's true. We do like pens. We are a pen trio. Mm-hmm.
Hi, fan mail, candles, pens.
Mm-hmm.
That'll about do it.
And we're done with this recording.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to the Charlatans podcast. That has been Madeline.
We're signing off now. This was Elise.
And this was Alyssa.
And on that note, we hope you find the pen you love.
Our listeners are like, wait, they're really taking this to the... No, okay.
They knew. They're smarter than that, Elise.
If you've been around with us for a year, I hope you know what you're getting yourself
into.
That
Elise and Alyssa are funnier than ever.
We apologize.
So what kind of pens do you like, Alyssa?
I like your stereotypical teacher pens, the felt tip ones, and I like the fun colors. Specifically, purples come out really well.
Purples are just the best for grading.
Mm. Like a good... I don't like to do this whole stereotypical red thing, but I mean, like, I'm still pretty old school. I like to write everything down. Like, we have like an online calendar, like as a family, and my work uses like, you know, Google Calendar, but I have like a paper planner, and I like to have
it. We are a paper planner trio.
Absolutely. Like, it just doesn't have the same satisfaction.
I like to write things down.
Digitally. Yeah.
I have very like distinct handwriting.
You do.
So like, I don't know. There's something about seeing my handwriting, and I don't like overly inky pens because I do not like when the ink comes out. and like, you know what I'm talking, you like inky
no,
pens.
No, I love inky pens. I hate felt tip pens.
I do not like when it does not come out consistently and then you all of a sudden get like this kind of like blob. It does not work with my handwriting and it really bothers me.
So to give you guys a visual of Alyssa's handwriting, it is the visual interpretation of I like pens. That's what her handwriting is like.
Indeed.
My handwriting was the first time basically in my life I ever said go screw yourself because I was told I wrote wrong. I do. I have a giant callus on my ring finger because I don't hold my pen like everybody else does. And I could distinctly remember like in preschool and kindergarten being told I held my pencil wrong, but it was like,
see, you are a risk taker.
I'm going to need
you
to demonstrate.
My handwriting is damn good. What the hell are you
talking
about,
teacher?
That's so true.
It's like a freaking
font. If I can write, how
if I have a claw when I'm 80, that's my business.
I will have a claw. I've got like a giant callus.
Yeah, my fingers are crooked from holding makeup brushes, so it's fine.
You know, but
worth it.
What were you saying?
I just have to share.
No. I just had to correct myself. I don't hate felt tip pens. Those are wonderful. I hate ballpoint pens.
Oh, yeah.
So, for context,
no.
Ballpoint cans suck it.
You mean stick pens?
Yeah.
Like Bic pens? That's anything with a ball.
They kill my hand.
That's too broad.
That's school supply level.
That's Quill office supplies.
Yeah. They like make you take those in high school so you know when you graduate, when you've made it. You're like, I don't have to use this anymore.
Why you have a hand cramp during an FRQ? Well, it's because of a stick pen.
Do you remember when erasable pens came out? And we all thought that was going to be amazing. And it was
kind of wasn't.
It just,
because again, they only made them.
It was a lie.
They could only make them for ballpoint, but yeah.
It's also kind of like when they came out with like erasable colored pencils, but you're like, it's still
those
a pencil.
Are so stupid. It was the worst.
No.
Do you like the Micron felt tape pens? I remember Joseph liking those.
Joseph really likes them. Sometimes it depends, but they don't come in like as many fun colors. I really like the felt tip because I like to have the greens and the purples and all the fun stuff. Because I'm a teacher, I can do that at 31.
I'm a G2 girl.
I was just gonna say Joseph pilot. Likes
those, yeah.
Yep.
I'm a
They're
G2
too
girl.
Inky for
but
me.
But what is the then percentage of what you like? Because there's like a 0.10, 0.05,
definitely never
0.07.
0.7.
I'm a 0.7.
Definitely not 0.10. I will use a 0.5. Either one. I'm not picky when it comes. It just has to be 0.5 or 0.7.
0.5 is almost too little ink for me.
I like it for my planner.
Yeah. Yes, because it doesn't bleed through the page as well. 0.10 is too inky. 0.7 for me is kind of that sweet spot. Like, because I hold the pen very tight, which is why I don't like ballpoint pens.
Ballpoint pen.
Oh, okay. I mean,
tightly hold. 0.10 is like trying to be someone it's not.
That's true. That's true. It's basically a marker.
0.10.
The biggest insult in the ballpoint pen industry. It's basically a marker. Yes. And felt tip pens are like, excuse me,
we're keeping it all in where it matters. You can too.
0.10 always reminded me of those girls whose handwriting was always like really big
bubbly
with like the hearts over
you
their
mean,
eyes.
That's so you true. Mean everyone who graduated 2007 or before.
But see, and it always drove me nuts. It's like all of your handwriting looks the same. But each of us have very
Whose
unique
note is
handwriting.
This? I don't know. It could be any one of the 35 girls in
see?
Here.
I like that. It bothers me.
That's so true, Alyssa. And a 0.10 would never work for your handwriting because it's so small and tight.
And see, that's I think the inky. We know what brings you joy, Madeline.
Honestly.
Small and tight.
Oh my God.
I'm scandalized.
So if you haven't picked up on this episode.
Elise is my type.
We're talking about things we like today. Yeah. No, things that bring us joy.
Pens. I like pens.
I like pens.
Honestly, I could talk about pens for a very long time.
And I hope those of you listening are just as neurotic as we are and are like,
welcome.
Yes, we've been waiting for this.
Okay. You are home. Would you say you're at a pilot point?
Oh, that.
Well really, done. Really
I made quick. My first podcast book.
You did. You did.
Thank
we'll,
you.
We'll let you have
Please
that
send
one.
In your pivot points. Anyway.
If you want really satisfying pen content,
I do, baby girl.
You need to follow the Handwriting Club on Instagram. Mm. It's a like sub project of one of my favorite.
Why are you just now telling me this?
Where
is my
Alyssa's
phone?
Eyes opened
oh my
so
God.
Big. It is late. She is tired.
Alyssa, you
and then
will literally
eyes.
Die for this content.
What did you just say? The Handwriting Club?
The Handwriting Club.
I feel like I've been waiting 31 years for
you
this.
You have been. It's from Shutterbean.
It's the candle.
This is one way she deals with her anxiety.
St. Pete candle.
We'll break it full topic. Imposter syndrome. I've always wanted to do one of those bullet journals.
Yeah,
I have some spare for you.
But I'm so scared that I would do it wrong that I've never purchased one.
Oh, literally, same, except for I found this beautiful, wonderful artwork and instructor, Audrey Coe, who I've brought into my library before. Both of you looked at me at the same time, the same way. It's like we're on point today. She is amazing. It's Things Unseen Designs, again, non-spawn, but I've worked with her before. She had only done like the blog. She's in the Chicago area, but then I was able to get her to start teaching at my library. Now she teaches all the time, and she has like this amazing step-by-step guide. And if you can get to one of her programs online or in person, like, she is so good at just making it relaxed if it needs to be relaxed, but with some guidelines, you know, like some grid lines, if I may. It was just so refreshing to see bullet journaling in a fresh way, because that would give me anxiety. I love the idea, but then I'm like, I did it wrong, ruined it, ruined the whole book, burn it. Just kidding. Keep it on the bookshelf. Keep it on my bookshelf with the journals I only filled 2 pages of. Great.
I did a really loose version of a bullet journal from like end of 2018 to end of 2019. Again, very loose. Just I kept it simple because I'm the same way. I would be like, fuck this. I wouldn't be able to keep up with it. It was almost too meticulous for me.
Yeah.
And
that's saying a lot.
Yes. And I don't know. So I kind of broke it up into really general categories that I could just jot down things as they came to me. And I found that I would break it up by month and then just kind of like separate it out.
Right.
And it just worked really nicely.
I remember that.
Yes.
And you had moon cycles in there.
I did.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was fun.
She had an aesthetic.
I do recommend that though for bullet journals, to like center it around something that you know like speaks to you or that you can like return to and it doesn't feel inauthentic. Otherwise you're just really not gonna that anchor.
Spark joy.
It did spark joy.
Elise, I just want you to know we are recording a podcast right now that you would listen to. Like, this is your brand of podcast. She loves a lifestyle podcast. Slow nod as if she's ashamed, which should not be.
I mean, I don't want to say that we've
that's what makes you happy
clashed on that topic, but yeah, like
you love those podcasts.
Yes, I it's that again, seven signs in Capricorn. I need structure.
Seven planets
wow, are in
that's
Capricorn.
More than five.
Yeah Madeline. She trolls me and I don't even notice anymore.
I just hate myself for saying that. Like, I literally have a tear coming out of my right eye.
She does. There's quite the glisten.
I think.
Oh, man.
I want that on a t-shirt.
It's quite the glisten.
Quite the glisten. Charlatan's pie.
Oh, my God.
Like, how funny would that be, like, on a pocket?
But it's cool to have glisten. One of those, like, t-shirts where somebody has to come up to you and ask what the hell that means because they just, you know, it's, like, weird.
Hi, you just have to listen to the podcast. You have to be a fellow charlatan. I'm one of the 31. Like, but you love a lifestyle podcast. Like,
I
love a nonsensical, just talking and making jokes podcast of any variety.
You and my husband would get along on that regard.
You mean I have now given your husband all the recommendations he needs in his life. And we have a whole episode actually on podcast recommendations. I recommend it.
Yes. It was a good one.
If I may. Alyssa, what else makes you happy?
I feel like I only have weird ones.
The weirder the better. Hello.
Seriously. This
is the point. Who do you think we are?
This is our goddamn podcast.
That's true.
Oh my God.
One of the 31. Okay, so I have this really weird thing I do. I think I've told you about this, but sorry, world. I know, you're like, everyone's like, please just spit it out, Alyssa. Where's this going?
I feel like Michael Scott when Jim is trolling him. That's what she said!
I have like a thing for like white noise, right? Like I sleep with the fan, the sound of water, like it's very, very soothing to me. So when I'm feeling really stressed out or like I just can like need a break, I take a really hot shower. And the sound of the water. And then because we've already discussed that I'm Grandma Alyssa, I first discovered that I really like to sit down in showers because I was afraid of falling in the shower.
We need to talk about how common that is, first of all.
Is it common?
Good. I do it all the time.
Once I had a shower that I could not do that in at my new house, I I miss it so much.
Listen to
me. So I sit down.
Yes.
In a hot shower and I do this thing. At least you told me this is like a real thing, but I've never, I like.
You eat an orange?
No, I'm trying.
This is, I know where you're going with this.
I sit down and it's like, and I'm not a very meditative person. You have to understand that. I'm a high strung, stick up the butt kind of person.
No.
But I try to picture like the top of my head and like trying to picture and visualize like all the stress like moving down through my body, and it will like literally kind of like give me, yep, I don't know, like chills. I don't know how to say
That's mindfulness.
It's called the Silva method. Yeah. Yeah. It's called the Silva method of meditation. That's essentially what you're doing. So you're releasing, you're physically connecting your mind to releasing tension in your body. It's effective. It'll put you to sleep in like 10 minutes.
And that's when I tend to do it. Like after a long day, my kids are down. I've already like done my work. I've watched my TV show for the night. And then like my husband will go to bed and I'll take like a long hot shower until like the hot water is gone. And there's something, I keep the lights off. Like there's one light that I can like dim right above my shower and I keep it down real low. And just try to like.
Elise is in pain.
Oh, I know. I love a good low light.
Dimmer. Give me that dimmer.
Try to listen to the. Because you can do it in a bath too. I've tried that. But it's something about the noise of the shower and pressure of it hitting you is very comforting. About it is
you so nice. Feel completely enveloped in the experience. And that's why I do it. Yes. Because it makes me feel emotional. And so, like,
what are you, a water sign?
I know, like, as a type four.
Her 16 other signs are in water signs.
When I am in a really bad headspace and I need to, like, feel something different, that's what I do because it makes me feel sad and then happy and then, like, peaceful. And it's, like, completely, I'm just surrounded by my own, like, it's the noise.
Well, and I
and the feeling, yeah.
I realize that it forces really me to be by myself because, like, but I'll take up, like, great. I'll be like, okay, you know what? I got some Epsom salt. I got some bath oils. I'm going to go take a bath. I'm going to read my book. And what I do is I get in the bathtub and my phone's next to me.
Yeah.
And I'm scrolling through Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest.
Too hard in a bath.
Absolutely. And then so, or like, it's too hot or it's not right. But now the whole tub is filled and it makes me feel like I didn't, like,
and then the room
my time
off,
is not used.
And then your bosom's above water, below water, above water. It's the worst.
The bosom.
So there's something about, you know, a hot, it's right, shower. It is true. The bosoms and the knees.
Oh my God. And then it's like, now we're matching.
Can that be
Can
a title?
I just please be underwater? Oh, I'm going to overflow the tub. Got it. BMI at See? Relaxed.
I'm so glad we're all on the same level about this conflict.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Because this is...
Small bosom, big bosom. Doesn't matter.
But they got an element of flotation to them.
I don't like that.
You know,
not these
because
guys.
When they float, I'm reminded how heavy they normally are.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, God.
Oh, see, for me, it's an exciting experience. Like, that should, wish I had that at
She's
all
like,
times.
I look like a full one today. Man. Me and Alyssa are just like, is this freedom or further chains? Right. Just wondering. I'm cold. It's just the worst.
Sorry.
But I am like, emotionally moved by the idea of having a shower experience like that. And I miss having a shower I can sit down on, yeah, sit down in, because it's like, I have like a clawfoot tub. I live in an old house and the tub has not been updated, but it's been modified to use for a shower. And it's just like, you can't sit down. Your knees touch the edges. Like, it's the worst, the worst. And you're inspiring me to just book a hotel and be like, hi, I'll
I would
be here
do it just for that.
Seriously.
I will open up my house to you.
Okay, awkward. I was saying book a hotel, but I guess I'll Airbnb it at Elise's.
I'm so excited for you to experience this once again.
Mm.
Or for the first time. I can't tell if you've never done it before.
I don't know how to feel.
Have you ever, though, cried in the shower?
Oh, okay, who the hell are you talking?
Yes.
But I feel like that is the most relaxing cry.
Oh, it's so good.
But you forget, Elise. Alyssa has complete distinct moments in her mind where she self-reflects.
This is
very distinct and different from her.
Alyssa's cries are like twice a year.
And that's what I'm saying. This is an event for Alyssa.
Oh, it's an event for me too. It just happens.
What are you, a four and a Pisces? My God, I love you so much. Recognize me!
I'm officially annoying our listeners.
No, you're not. Now the reinsurance. No, you are a valuable part of this
podcast.
Oh, my
God, you're making me... Oh, God, I sound so insecure.
No, you don't. Now you do. Now you do for saying you're insecure. No, what my problem is that I'm also high strung, but then I don't let myself relax. Like, you let yourself have that two times a year, Alyssa. I'm like, I don't deserve it. So hearing someone be like, have you guys ever done that? I'm like, I've only cried in the shower when I've been pushed to the max to the point where I explode.
So you know what? Maybe literally like booking that hotel, like putting money down on experiencing that relaxation and that unleashing would be an extremely cathartic experience for you.
So if you'd like to sponsor this podcast, yeah. That would be very helpful for my emotional health. Sponsored by a hotel chain here. No, but that sounds so nice. Mm-hmm. And now I literally want to go take a shower for no reason.
Oh, I love it.
That sounds so nice, Alyssa.
It things does. That are like, I was going to say things that are done in private. Not that.
Whoop, whoop. Whoa.
Or that. Like, or that.
Or that.
Or that.
That's true.
We're not shaming people.
Hey. Our entire audience is like, we've been waiting for this.
I know. You know it's
we know what joy you know really meant.
You know it's coming eventually.
I just had to say that. Like, okay, no shame
no
here.
No one caught that. The listeners caught
it. I'm so sorry I didn't hear you.
I said, it's coming eventually.
Oh, that was a good one.
Thank you.
I'm internally clapping.
Cut.
We don't want to spike the mic.
But honestly, you know that episode, at some point, when literally all the rest of our life is out there, people are like, we're ready for the sex talk.
Yeah.
I've been ready since day one, but I mean, that's on you.
For a while.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? Though?
I'm trying to take in what just happened.
Yeah.
You, like, you have been ready for a while.
What makes me happy is chaos.
Mm.
Another thing that makes me happy, and it's kind of on the same note as, you know, having that sort of self-care meditative moment, is obviously we love candles.
Yeah.
Like, that just makes me feel better. Just the act of creating that ritual of lighting a candle because I felt like it. And especially as an adult, right? We chose that candle. We choose where to place it. Where before, it's like, don't touch the candle. I have it lit. It's for me. It has to burn a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
We're choosing to do that. And that's become part of our ritual of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So now I also have the excuse of, I need to get a candle. It's for my
that's
podcast.
True.
Yeah. Which we forgot to bring today. So I just bought it for no reason at all.
Next time.
Next time. So candles make me happy.
I have a lot of, I don't know, I'm kind of like mini panicking because I'm like, I don't know. There's a lot of things, but they like rotate. It's like I don't do it for very long and then I'm like on to the next thing that brings me joy. I'm just like, I like to discover things. So at different points in my life, it changes. But right now... You're talking about you being grandma, Alyssa?
I really hope you say what I think you're
of course
about
you know
to say.
What Amish I'm going to say. Oh, no. That would have been like...
That's constant.
No, that would have been me in high school for sure. That was like very comforting. Bird watching is what I was going to say.
Oh, that's such a good one.
My favorite thing to do right now when I get up in the morning is I go to the kitchen, I take my probiotic, and then I brew that cup
grandma.
Of tea.
Grandma Martinez walking through.
Dude, I turned 30 and it was like my bowels were like, we're different now.
We don't work like we used to. So before the sex episode,
what are we talking about?
Our changing bodies.
That would be a hilarious topic and title. But yeah, I brew a really strong cup of tea and then I go and I sit on my porch for literally an hour and just watch the birds duke it out.
Your favorite hawk?
My favorite hawk. There's a red-shouldered hawk that lives in one of the trees in my yard. My other favorites right now are the blue jays that just are... Okay, I have like four new birds that started coming to my yard this week since I put out new food and kind of changed up where my feeders are, and I'm loving it. My goal, as I've told everyone in my life, I'm sorry that you're hearing this again, my goal is to be like a cardinal haven in the winter. I want nothing more than for my yard to be covered in white, but just see specks of red everywhere.
Yes.
I'm going to be fucking like Belle out there with the seed.
Like a flying murder scene.
Yes.
Just beautiful.
There you go. Something about that visual.
But getting a blue jay coming to your yard.
Oh, it's
I mean,
so,
they're bullies, but they're so majestic. And
they're huge. That's gorgeous. What she said. But
there it is.
There's something, again, as we talked about in a previous episode about like, imposter syndrome, being that expert and perfectionist, like, I can identify that bird call. I know exactly what that is. And like throwing that out in random conversation.
Test me.
I'm a prime member of the
Audubon. Recognize my knowledge.
My poor husband. I'll be like, that's a blah, blah, blah. And he'll be like,
we can't see you. Describe.
Just like, like a sarcastic shrug, hands up in the air. You know what I mean? Like, great.
Alyssa is dying.
He's so sweet, though. He entertains me. I love it. Thank you so much.
That's why you're a partner.
I know.
Because I'm also the same way. Like, 100%. Because I start talking about differences in makeup and their formulations. And Michael's just like, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, oh, yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. It's like the same when he talks about extreme tonal differences in his guitar pedals. I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. And that's what makes me happy. Yeah. When someone's just willing to be, mm-hmm.
That's so true. Oh, yeah. That's such a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you start to learn about their favorite things and they learn about yours. And then they'll be like, oh, I recognize when you said that. Mm-hmm, yeah, I recognize that. Mm-hmm. And that is... That's a good thing that makes
that's
you happy.
So
when
true.
People recognize your small little things,
yeah.
like costuming in TV shows, and they don't tell you how much they appreciate it until you're missing. Mm-hmm. Am I right, ladies?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's never happened.
Thank you.
Was it you who sent me the video from the costume designer for the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? Maisel, sorry.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me.
She was like giving background knowledge on certain...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, experiences on that show.
I've been following Stacey Davis, I want to say her name is. She's the hair and makeup artist for Cruella that just came out, which
oh, nice.
Evidently is a costume and makeup masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And she's giving all these beautiful behind the scenes. And I'm like, this makes me happy. I like it so much. I like it when people share their niche knowledge.
Yes. Same.
Yeah. And these are a few of my copyright strike.
Oh, my
Can't
God.
Do it.
I really like rewatching movies.
Yeah, you
That's
do.
That's a comfort thing of mine. Mm-hmm. When, like, I'm feeling really stressed out, I can't tell you how many times I've seen, like, the Harry Potter movies or, like,
At
Star
least just
Wars
share that.
Or yeah. Disney. Just something. It is kind of what you were just saying. Is I like the familiar.
Yeah.
I do it a lot when, like, I have a lot of work to get done. And I like background noise when I'm working.
Yeah.
White noise.
White, see? I have, you guys can see it.
Comfort.
So like I'll pop in. I really like rewatching old movies, and I've recently really find a lot of joy in rereading books because I'm so busy. I have a hard time like getting through books. So like I almost kind of just want to reread something I know I'm going to enjoy yeah. and like anyway. So I know like this is me time, but I'm not going to waste it on some stupid book.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day, how I want to reread very specific books in my life that were there for me
mm-hmm.
without me knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And just reading it as a different person and remembering who I was, because I found myself with everything I've been through and brain fog that I get often, I don't remember small details unless I get a very strong sensory reminder. And reading and thinking about that, having that sort of stimulus that will remind me of what I was like. And I think books might do that for me.
I really like when you reread or rewatch something, at least I think it was the last episode you were talking about how you really like niche, like professional careers and stuff. So when it comes to books, I really like knowing all these little minute details, mm-hmm. especially about series you love and characters you love.
You detail oriented? No.
What? So I like when you go back through and you reread books and it's the characters you love and you remember the major stuff, but then when you pick out the little things again, mm-hmm. like I can't tell you how many times I read like Harry Potter books, but when I reread them again, it's like a different viewpoint. I'm in a different point of my life, or
yeah.
you connect differently with different things. And it also reminds me about a lot of the relationships I have in my life with people who also see books the same way, and that brings me joy. So I think like also like after the season of COVID, being able to entertain and be around not large groups of people, that still stresses me out, but like close friends, be able to do like our fires and patios stuff, like that brings me a lot of joy now.
Mm-hmm. What movies do you like to rewatch besides Harry Potter?
I do Star Wars a lot.
Really? You can do that as background noise? It's mm-hmm. so action-packed.
But I've just seen it so many times. Yeah. And I'll do it with, like, 4, 5, 6. Not the newer ones as much, but, like, 4, 5, 6 I can have on as background noise.
But not 1, 2, 3. Not 1, 2, 3.
I just prefer not to watch those.
Yeah, that's fair.
Why are you looking like that? That is Star Wars fandom. Yeah, everyone knows 1, 2, 3.
She just wants the costume design. That's what she wants.
Padme, sure.
I'm not talking in terms of story quality, 100%, 4, 5, and 6. But I, yeah,
watching
the,
to listen.
The, right, and yeah, that's very true.
And the newer ones I haven't
picnic
seen.
Dress.
I know. No. I loved the costuming. I mean, that was just such an experience for me as a young person. Anyway, moving on.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I do TV shows. I do Schitt's Creek a lot.
I mean, The Office, it goes without saying, but I'll say it for all of us.
Yeah.
Office, Parks and Rec.
Michael and I will, like, when we can't sleep, what do we put on?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's The Office.
Yep.
A strange one, Men in Black. Freaking love Men in Black.
Okay.
Wow.
I did not know that about you.
Here comes the copyright strike.
See, she knows.
Yeah.
Men in Black. I remember the third one came out, and it came out the week of my honeymoon, and I made Joseph go and see it with me. It was awful.
On your honeymoon?
But I was like, it's out. I love Men in Black. He's like, I just married you. I had no idea.
He's like,
you
I have plans, lady.
Yeah, right? Once again, all of this is just an innuendo for sex.
Hello. What do we like?
That's so funny.
I broke her. I knew that was going to do it. I knew it was going to do it. That's so funny.
Another one of my favorite things, or something that brings me joy, I'm using my favorite things now because you had to sing that earlier. Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Is playlists.
That's a great one for you.
I have a playlist for literally everything.
Mm-hmm.
Any slight variation in a mood, new playlist.
Literally, that's also my husband, and I'm just laughing because they're both fours.
Yeah. Yeah, we feel seen and heard through music, so... luckily, Spotify's got my back there. Non-spawn.
Non.
I just
spawn.
Like how they
but
structure.
But listen to us on.
I know.
Right.
Yeah, just music is so, I mean, obviously, if you listen to music, you know what it does for you. It just gets you in a good place. It gets you out of a bad place. As a type four, I have a very strong need to feel deep emotions, which, you know, when you've got that playlist ready to go, it's lined up, you know it's solid. It's great. It's a great experience.
You're so cute. I love it. You're so authentic. And what I like is that it's like you keep like shirking back as if like it's teaseworthy, which we do because it's cute and it's fun. But what I love is it's so identifiable. So as soon as you say playlist, I'm like, Elise, absolutely. This is wonderful. Like, absolutely. I can see how that feeds your soul.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. That makes me happy.
Having dance parties with my daughter also makes me...
Oh,
happy.
That's a good one.
Oh,
brings
my
me joy.
Heart.
That's her favorite thing to do. And she always, like, I love that she won't do it unless we're doing it with her. So it's like, we get to, like, take turns putting on our favorite songs. Or, like, I show her, like, a really good oldie. Or, you know, her favorite song right now is Everything is Awesome. Actually, she likes Everything's Not Awesome from Lego Movie 2.
That's amazing.
And I'm so proud of her for that. Yeah, so we'll like turn it on in the living room and just have like stupid dance. I cannot dance, but it's just like you're just like flailing your arms and your legs with your child and they go crazy for it. She's just so sweet, and I feel like I see my daughter's like true self in that moment.
Bubbly goodness.
I know.
My Love boys it. And I do that too. And you do it to like it's kind of like if you ever watch those videos where people start laughing and then everyone else around them starts laughing. So it always starts off as like this obligatory like mom thing, like, okay, yeah. I'll dance with you. But then like the adrenaline starts going
really
and the giggles start going. And then it's like this
once
very
the giggles
like
start. Yeah. It's over.
It's so like, and at the end you're like, oh, I feel great.
How do I love you so much?
Yeah.
Yep.
We just bonded.
And it like gives you the opportunity to like hear, like share new. It's very, as I just mentioned, it's very important to me that my daughter has a wide range of like musical appreciation. So I can just like pepper things in, and she's down for whatever. I'm proud of her.
Love
for
her.
I know it's really.
It must be her mom.
Really cool. No idea where she gets that from.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of something. Obviously, we talked about plans, right? But I wanted to more critically assess what is it about gardening in particular? Because we talk about houseplants, seeing things grow, new leaves, whatever. I realized with my new house and in general, I guess it's the theme of my new house, is that I love restoring things or bringing out potential in things.
Hmm.
So when I had my house, it was completely and totally overgrown, like really bad. And we have some invasive weeds and like you could tell my house was a really grand house and yard at one point. And I realized as I'm getting out all these weeds and invasive species, and I'm just taking out all these things, and the native plants start to grow instantly stronger and better. How gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't plant it. I just helped what was there grow better.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been a really encouraging experience that I can learn from. Like, oh, I shouldn't have pulled that. But then there's probably more around so that'll grow better next year. And I think that's one of the small experiences that I didn't realize why I loved something so much. It's because I'm unleashing potential.
Mm-hmm.
So especially like when you rip off old wallpaper and apply a new paint color and it brings different life to the room where it feels better for your family, or a new rug, or like, or literally refinishing our floors was the biggest thing that we did. And we put all our pennies into, and it's just like, it felt like we gave justice to the home and mm-hmm. giving justice to the yard. And especially for our house and yard, we've never had a space of our own either individually or as a couple to bring people into and feel restored themselves. So the fact that we're restoring the space that we're then hopefully bringing people into to feel better once they come into it feels so nice. And it's been so much labor. And in a lot of ways, a lot of people would still think it's overgrown, but knowing from where it was and how I'm restoring it the right way,
mm-hmm.
it is such a redeeming feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So that was deep.
Well, and sometimes like an overnight restoration is not as satisfying as really seeing that process develop in front of your own eyes.
Yeah. And financially, not being able to hire people do labor on your house. You literally do it yourself.
You appreciate it so much more.
There's a different level of appreciation and frustration of things that are imperfect. But mm-hmm. Like with gardening, it's like you have to go at the speed the garden can go, as the seasons can go. So I also have a stopping point. Where with your house, you can just walk around and be like, ugh, it goes on forever and it's never done. With gardens, it's okay because sometimes you need to wait.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me happy and frustrated and happy. But ultimately, it's one of my favorite things, I think.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the point you're making, Madeline, is that sometimes I feel like we've talked about like little niche things or things that relax us. But sometimes the things that bring us joy are just the things we have to work for, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joseph and I really like working on our house together. And when
you guys are badasses together.
Well, when we walk into a room that we worked on, usually when we're working on, I'll be completely honest, we're probably fighting during the moment. We're mm-hmm. probably bickering and not getting along. But then when it's like done, it's kind of like this empowering, like, oh, we just did this together kind of moment. So there's not joy in like getting it done. Oh, you got to go in there with a budget.
I actually was going to say IKEA is one of the things that brings me joy.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mentioned. IKEA. Ooh, hot topic.
Go crazy for that.
Hot topic.
Not literally the store. I was talking about IKEA being the hot topic.
But also, I was like, I like that.
Okay. I was just like, yes, a hot topic.
That brought a lot of
joy
back in the day. There I like you go. A really good used vinyl store, too. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is one of Alyssa's favorite things. It's a music store, record store.
Good vinyl store.
Yeah. Yeah. Coffee shops.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Coffee varietals make me happy. And being kind of like that snob in the sense where I just appreciate and think back. I guess it has to do with growing things, right? Because I think of how that bean got in my cup, right? Mm-hmm. And it just how ridiculous it is that I'm drinking a beverage that flew across the world that someone cultivated very specifically at a certain altitude in a certain way with certain love, or was it machine produced or like... And then a roaster got it and made sure it went a certain way. And then we sold it and said hi to the barista. Like, there's so many different things when it comes down to food and beverage, and that there's a process. I guess I just appreciate process.
And by the way,
there it is.
I owe you 2 bags of your Four Sigmatic instant coffee, because I was like rifling through your little tea thing
mm-hmm.
that's out on your table. And I was like, I love this brand, but I've never tried their coffee.
Oh, me neither.
So I took one. Oh, then I owe Michael two. Hey, Michael.
It was mine.
That was the best instant. I bought a whole box.
Where'd you find the box?
Online. I just Googled it.
Non-spawn.
I've purchased. Does not sponsor us. No, it's not. But I love Four Sigmatic.
I guess
the brand.
I have to get it. I've never tried anything from them.
I've purchased their like turmeric latte before. It's very, very good. But this one was like mushroom coffee. I could not believe how good it was. So, sorry. Well, then, hi, Michael. I owe you 2 bags of your mushroom coffee.
Why are you saying Michael? That was mine.
Well, you said you'd never had it before.
She said it like 4 times.
I've never had it, but bought it.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm so
sorry.
You're so
sweet. How dare you?
Why did I get a dirty look when you said mushroom?
Don't you hate mushrooms?
I do.
I
like
mushrooms. I
hate mushrooms.
I told
portobello
you,
mushrooms.
I like the portobello.
Yeah.
Which I think mushrooms. Is fair.
Yeah. It was me.
I knew somebody didn't like mushrooms.
Sometimes I don't like them. It's a texture thing, but the portobello is not the same kind of
like
texture.
Mushrooms. Hear it now.
It's different.
It's sensational, but write it down. I don't like mushrooms. Madeline, 2021.
Okay. Logging that away.
So except we should for that bring coffee. Some mushrooms to roast on Saturday.
Bring it next time we record.
Yeah.
I would love that.
It's very good. It's very, very good. I will bring that.
That sounds really yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no texture issue.
No, there's not. And you really couldn't taste mushroom. It was just like warm and earthy. It was really, really, that's what the coffee bean is. You know what I mean? It was a further exploration of the flavor, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah. I think, and another reason why we wanted to talk about everything that we like is because talking about imposter syndrome, talking about difficulties in life is really good and cathartic because we throw in jokes and we're being silly and we're being real and hopefully you can relate. But a lot of podcasts that I listen to only focus on that, or they'll be like, and for a quick break, but life isn't just a quick break. You know, like it's important to recognize these things and analyze why we like things. Cause why not?
Mm-hmm.
You can enjoy more things that are similar that you haven't tried before. And we think adding this sort of episode in maybe even once in a while is beneficial because then it provides contrast for reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel that life deals in contrast. And so 100%. Hopefully this is helpful for that. And I think for our final thing is we enjoy fire pits. And
oh,
fires, 100. Campfires, mm-hmm. either by yourself or together. I enjoy building fires.
I do too. Again, like bird watching, I have like COVID to thank for that really. I mean, mm-hmm. I always grew up, like my dad always had some kind of like bonfire situation. So it is a nostalgic, warm, happy memory for me.
Yeah.
But then like learning how to actually physically do that myself. And it's, you know, very satisfying once it's there and you can grab a book and, you know, your preferred beverage and just like, it's like, it has the same effect on me as like the shower you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah. Melissa, I was about to say, it reminds me of water.
It's a centering. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's this.
It's consistent.
Oddly nature. Controlled. There you go with the contrast, like natural thing that is just really.
You
beautiful.
Harnessed this fire.
You did.
Yeah. That's actually my cat's voice that I just did. This is Phineas's voice. How dare you? How dare you not bow down upon me?
When I would give him his water, he'd be like, meow.
Yeah.
He like throws his head.
Yes, you literally did it perfect. Like, you literally did it perfect.
Excuse me.
He's like, meow.
Oh my God.
Meow.
It's so cute.
Isn't it so, it's so heraldic.
Yes.
Meow. And he has like this mane. Ugh, Phineas makes me happy.
He's a sweetie.
I told Elise was watching my house while me and Michael were gone visiting family, and I said I really expect Phineas and Ahoya to be missing from my home. So I know where you live.
He's a sweetie.
Mm-hmm. So what do you like? Honestly, simply, not simply. We would like to hear it. Elise, how can we hear it?
You can send us a DM on Instagram at charlatanspod. We are also on Facebook, or good old-fashioned email, mm-hmm. charlatanspod@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we're still accepting pivot points. So if you want to send in moments where you had a turning point in your life, whether small, medium, large, we would love to hear that. Something simple like recognizing what you like simply in life and incorporating it more. That's a really good pivot point. Alyssa, yet again, what are we smelling today?
We are still smelling sea salt and bergamot.
Still hasn't memorized. That makes me happy.
I got you.
And you guys make me happy. So.
Indeed, same.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll hear and see you next time.
The Charlatans podcast is recorded and edited at Cellar Studio 39. Special thanks to Michael Lehman for creating our music and Max Young for original artwork.